And Doc, it's good to have you with us today.
Good to be here. All right.
All right. Let's start out with something. We had that cold snap come along here. It was brutal. Was there much damage done to the schools or any damage?
No, we lost some power in the days leading up to the December 25 holiday. We lost power several schools, but we didn't have much damage because, credit to our staff, a lot of the maintenance and facility staff and child nutrition staff were out and about, and our principals were monitoring buildings. We got out of school on December 20, and you know you hope people can have their break, but on December 21, we alerted the principals that of some things coming with these mm-hmm. temperatures, and they did a great job. Their custodial staff did a great job, and Larry Chilton, his facility maintenance guys, and Kelly Green, child nutrition leader, their staffs were out and prevented a lot of things from happening. We didn't have the busted pipes or, you know, the freezers going out and loss of food in the child nutrition department that we possibly could have. But as a credit to our staff, and that just speaks volumes because that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We exactly. have 32 schools, and principals monitor our campuses and keep us informed about what's going on, whether it's times of inclement weather. And I don't know if you call temperatures like that inclement weather. We think about it usually like hurricanes and winter weather with ice and snow. But I'm just really proud of the team effort. Another great example of our staff members doing what had to be done at the time. And so I want to thank all three groups again, the principals, the facility maintenance department, and the child nutrition department, and the other school staff, the custodians. And obviously I'm sure we had coaches keeping eyes on things, especially at the high school level with practices, athletic practice is still going on.
Because I know one guy personally who has a cabin up in Cherokee. He wasn't quite so lucky. So if anyone knows of any plumbers in the Cherokee area, just give me a call. After we get off the air this morning.
Well, and I tell you, I said this the other night in the board meeting. I don't think anybody can show me a better group of facility maintenance staff than we have. I mean, they're just top notch. And whether it's the electricians, the plumbers, the guys doing roofs, the carpenters, HVAC team, you name it. Then you get into our transportation department. It's a great team effort, and obviously this time of year becomes a little stressful with weather. You know, we haven't had any winter weather yet, but our transportation department staff will be ready to help with making decisions on and on road conditions, as they always do, and they do a great job.
So. Okay. And we're going to switch gears just a little bit here, okay? All right. Let's talk about something. It was, I think, 2013, 2014, the legislature in North Carolina mandated a school calendar that was supposed to be pretty standard for the whole state. That says that school will start no earlier than the 26th of August. Now, they do have some, I guess you would call it disclaimers or whatever, where it could start on the 19th of August, but no sooner than that. And it would not end any later than June the 11th. We have some school systems in the particular area that seem to be kicking back on this a little bit, in particular having to do with exams. Now, I assume, which there's that word again, assume that high schoolers are probably taking exams right about now, and they're taking exams after a two-week vacation, which presents a problem there. You read over this, and there's really no good solution to this. We understand that, okay? If you break it down to the school districts, let them do it, all of a sudden you've got 151 or 152 different calendars out there. But anyway, what would you do? What kind of calendar would you like to see the schools have?
Well, we can go back to my time in school as a student. I remember I graduated from high school in 1988, and I remember struggling as a student with this. You came back. I loved school. I enjoyed school. I enjoyed the challenge of school. I enjoyed the challenge of learning. I enjoyed meeting new individuals every year, with whether it be classmates or teachers. I just thoroughly enjoyed the school environment. So I don't think there's any mystery to people who knew me growing up that this is what has been my profession.
Mm-hmm.
So as a student, I remember not liking the feel of exams in the middle of January.
Yep.
Okay. And I grew up in a house with a high school principal and with a high school teacher. So, you know, when we went to the early start, that was during my work time as a high school math teacher. And we got used to that. We went through, I think it was the 2004-05 school year, which was my first year back as a high school principal. It was the last time we had the early start.
Right.
Well, we could, and when I say the early start, it's not all about that. The biggest issue is closing the semester before the winter holiday break in December.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start thinking about the logic behind it and the attention to instructional time, the value of instructional time, the attention to keeping students focused to close out that course. If I could paint the picture, I would start us about, I think if we could get going 2 weeks earlier,
mm-hmm.
we could get it done, you know, because you can't have semesters imbalance, you know, not balanced as far as number of days. That's not going to work either because we have to respect what teachers got into this profession to deliver sound quality instruction.
Right.
And so you start telling the fall semester teachers, well, you only have 78 days, and the spring semester teachers having more days. That's going to get difficult and put a lot of stress on them too. But if I could paint that picture, we would do that. We would get exams and close it out when we go home.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is a piece to that. If we ever get to do that, that would lead to a short summer.
Right.
Yep. And so we all have to be sensitive to that, too, because one of our, you know, we have to have these teachers and staff in schools. I mean, it's paramount. So we just would have to, if we ever get to go back to that, I'd love to see it. But I don't, you know, this, you know, it's going to take some time. You can't just say in the middle of a year, we're doing it next year. We need some lead time, and I actually was just speaking to some legislators the other day. They asked about that, and yes, there are some school systems that have done some things. Here's the other complicating factor about the way the calendar is right now. So you get going, and exams start Friday, and they'll go through next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a different week for high schools, and everybody that works at a high school knows that.
Yep.
It's a different time. It can be exciting, but it's a different time. I like that time, but you know, there's a lot of things that we don't do during that week. You know, some of the extracurriculars are slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but let us have some inclement weather in January, and now we come close to losing almost a whole month of instructional time.
Right,
and there's where, if you want to know where my biggest worry after the disconnect instructionally. The disconnect of, you know, you take a two-week break and then you come back and you close it out. Teachers have essentially about a week of instruction. Here we are. If we get one of these Januaries where we start having, you know, a day or two here or, you know, a big storm,
mm-hmm.
now we've really almost lost a whole month of instruction. And somebody can say, well, you know, Stephen, days are days. But it's what's surrounding those days. You know, it's a different day on exam day at the high school level. Just, you can't say it anyway. It's a different day.
Yep.
And teachers, if the period you're giving the exam is your planning period, you're still probably doing something about exams and not focusing on instruction. Mm-hmm. You know, you're at least using some of that time grading exams or getting ready to close out grades. So, it is a dilemma in North Carolina. I grew up at the coast. I know where this came from. It came from Save Our Summers.
That was the next question.
I grew up at the coast, and as a little boy, I mean, I remember, I have a very vivid memory of the history of what's happened to businesses down there. When I was a little boy, I grew up, and the beach that was near us was Atlantic Beach, Emerald Isle. Businesses closed down, you know, somewhere after Labor Day and opened up somewhere in the spring when it got warm. Now it's a different story over there. And yes, there were a lot of kids helping businesses go in the mm-hmm. summers. But now there's a lot of things that are year-round over there.
So think maybe the economic impact of that lessened compared to what it used to be?
I would say so, just because what I've observed. There's so much year-round on the Atlantic Beach and Emerald Island that is right there that I grew up on. I grew up going there. I mean, I spent a lot of time of my childhood, teenage years over on that island, you know, and, and a wonderful place. Loved every minute of growing up down there and living there. Loved the people there, but there's so much there now that it's year-round, including people, you know, live on the island year-round, whereas back in the day, a lot of things were summer, you know, cottages.
Right.
People came for vacations, and the island was very somewhat empty during the winter months. So,
all righty. Well, so
maybe more than you wanted to hear.
No, that's okay.
My memory is pretty strong on this, and you know, I've watched it, you know, and
there is a proposal, and I'm not exactly sure how this would work actually, but there is a proposal to actually run the school year from Labor Day through Memorial Day. Now, I don't know how that would work. I really don't, but there is a proposal in the legislature right now. They're discussing that.
Well, that would take some other differences. Like right now, we're held to 1,025 hours of instruction.
Right.
So if you start, you know, saying not start till in, until this point, which you say in Labor Day to the end of May, I've heard that piece. So that's going to take something. And if it doesn't change, then I don't know how you do the 1,025 hours without starting to extend the day. And, you know, let's just that leads to another conversation. I hope we never lose sight of it in the public schools. But the school day is powerful. It's powerful. The relationships, the academics, powerful. And what happens after school on these high school, middle school campuses, because that's when those activities start ramping up, whether it be the performing arts, the band, the chorus groups, the athletics, the student organizations, they're powerful too. That's where those relationships, and that's where students start learning. You know, they get attached to other role models, being coaches, band directors, chorus directors, student government leaders, student organization leaders. And so we've got to be real careful. You know, when I hear you say that and I hear that conversation, it makes me think, are we going to extend the day? And then let's don't cut out those other powerful features of the high school and middle school scene, which is those extracurricular activities, because to me, whether it be band, chorus, student organizations, or athletics, they have always been the number one of the number one promoters of student success.
And probably there goes your spring break, more than likely.
Students, if you look, when students are involved in activities, you probably could make a good case that they probably perform academically better during those times. And I just would hate to see anything interfere with that either, because, you know, I loved being a high school, middle school principal. I really loved being a high school principal, watching the kids take advantage of those activities and start growing into their interest where they would, as adults, the interest they developed and carried them into adult life.
Good discussion this morning. All right. Had a few other things to go over, but we'll save those for the next time around. I will tell you this much. It involves artificial intelligence and cell phones. So we'll talk about that next time around. Before we get out of here today, we do want to mention a couple of things. Archdale Elementary School Lighthouse School nominee. The school or schools selected for the Lighthouse Award will be awarded at the NCASCD. We were just talking about how the school system loves acronyms at the annual conference February 8th through the 10th in Pinehurst. Randolph Early College High School is a 2023 United States Presidential Scholar nominee. And I will find that name right here. I hope I pronounce this correctly. Tony Kuna Zambora.
Toby.
See, Toby. I knew I was going to mess that up somehow down the line. And Tim even spelled it right on there, too. Toby Kuna Zambora. And we also have a fellow from Trinity High School who's going to be performing at Carnegie Hall. What's that fellow's name there, Doc?
Yahir Contreras Cuevas.
Okay. All right. And he's going to be performing. He's a 10th grade student at Trinity, and he is going to be performing at Carnegie Hall in New York City February 1st through the 5th. Pretty good stuff.
And that is, in my 10 years here, I think that is our second student, Tim, who has been to Carnegie Hall. And I think the previous student was out of Trinity High School, if I remember right. And I hope I'm not missing somebody, but I remember at least one other student getting to do this. And this, you know, when you start talking about Yahir and Toby, they're just two great examples of the great students and great children we have in the Randolph County School System.
Gentlemen, thanks again for being with us this morning. We really do appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next month, okay? All right. Yeah, I guess that's an okay. 9:23 at the zoo.